Schon die Sufu nehmen. Blessings are an interesting subject in the Bible.
愿上帝赐福你们。福气总是一个在圣经里头是一个非常吸引人的一个课题。
This subject can even be a little controversial. Some say only the greater can bless the lesser.
这个课题呢，也许有具有一点的争论性，因为有些人认为呢，只有在上位的能给在下位的祝福。
But David often said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
但是大卫经常讲呢，愿我的灵来赞美神。
In the Hebrew language, to bless is sometimes translated to praise.
在希伯来文里头呢，赞美这个词呢，有时候可以这个赐福，这个 to bless 呢，有时候是可以来解释成为赞美的意思的。
Some people bless their children, and some say they're blessing the food before they eat.
有些人呢，为他的子孙来祝福，那有些人呢，为所吃的食物来献上感谢。
It seems that that would mean just praising God with thanksgiving.
在这里呢，似乎所讲的是以感恩的心来赞美神。
I'll often close an email or a text with blessings, which is just short for God bless you.
我常常在 我写电邮的时候呢，或者是发短信的时候呢，结尾我会用一个祝福这个词。那这个词呢，是缩写的这个愿神来祝福你，来赐福你。
Because I believe all real blessings come from God, as is stated in James 1:17.
我个人呢，我相信就像在雅各书一章十七节这里所讲到的，所有的这个福气呢，都是来自于神上帝的。
It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头而来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Recently, Pastor Gary corrected me to say "sifu" instead of "jufu."
最近呢，赵牧师呢，改正了我，要说神赐福，而不是神祝福。
It seems that the difference between God blessing and a person giving a blessing.
在这里是讲到说呢，神赐福，给我们。
Now many count blessings of healing, prosperity, protection for themselves or their loved ones.
很多人把这个福气呢，就像是医治，这个疾病得到医治，或者说是我们家道昌盛，或者说保护我们自己或者我们爱的人呢，这些都是福气。
In fact, if you look up in the dictionary, those are the kind of definitions you'll find.
当我们从字典里头呢，这刚刚所讲的几种的福气呢，大概都是我们常常可以看得到的。
But are those the greatest blessings, or are spiritual blessings in heavenly places the greatest?
但是刚刚所讲的就是最大的祝福吗？或者说我们在属灵的这个福气呢，才是真正的是最大的福气呢。
Spiritual blessings such as knowing that you're saved to spend eternity with God.
属灵的福气呢，是我们让我们知道我们是在神里面，是和神是有永远的和神在一起那样的福气。
That should be a blessing that you count every day. In fact, that should be the first blessing that you count when you get up.
与神同在的永远同在的福分呢，是我们每天要来数算的，而且是我们每天第一件要数算的福气。
So I hope to remind you today of how blessed you are and how secure you are in your spiritual blessings.
我希望再一次的来提醒在座的每一位呢，我们是多么的有福气，我们多么的在神里头有平安。
I also hope you realize what it means to be truly redeemed to God.
我也希望呢，让大家能够了解呢，被神救赎的真正意义。
The truth is, we all need this from time to time.
事实上是呢，我们随时随地都需要神的救赎的。
Sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm so blessed, but the Holy Spirit is there to assure me that I am.
有时候我不觉得我是受到神保佑的，但是呢，圣灵却常常的来提醒我，告诉我，神是时常的保佑我们的。
In fact, I'm super blessed. I have everything that I need, all that counts in heavenly places.
我是特别受到这个保佑的，因为我指的是那些属天的这个保佑而言。The
earthly blessings I experience each day are very encouraging, but they're temporary.
在地上属地的这些祝福呢，虽然也是非常的激励人心的。
While the spiritual blessings God gifts me with are eternal.
然而，属天的福气呢，却是神赐给我们可以存到永远的。Let's
pray.
让我们低头做个祷告。Father,
we can go through life not thinking of all that we have, not realizing all that you've given us. So I pray today as we look at these verses from your word that we will be reminded of how blessed we are, especially with the spiritual blessings that are for eternity. Help us to get a better view of that and to each day count those blessings. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look together today at the spiritual blessings in the past, in the present, and in the future.
今天呢，就让我们来看一看我们过去所领受的、现在正在领受的和将来都要领受的这些属灵的福气有哪些。
I guess we've already read the Ephesians 1:13 through 14. So I'll just I'll go verse by verse somewhat.
我想我们刚刚都读过了这个刚刚那段的以弗所书第一章第三到十七节这段的经文，所以我们就不再重复。但是我会接下来一段一段的来和各位来分享。In
these three sections, number one, we're chosen in the past. Number two, we're purchased in the present, and three, we're fully redeemed in the future.
我会把整段的这个刚刚所要分享的经文呢，分成三个大部分。第一个部分呢，我们会谈到我们在过去是被拣选，已经被拣选了。那我们在现在这个时代呢，我们是正在主耶稣他的救赎是临到我们身上的。然后接下来我们会讲到在将来我们的救赎会完全的来被成就的。So
in these verses 3 through 6. Paul says all God's people had his blessings in the past as he chose us for redemption.
在一开始的第三节到第六节，保罗主要讲的呢，是讲神曾赐给我们各样属灵的福气，因为神拣选了我们成为他买赎的对象。So
how far in the past was his choice?
所以 是在多久以前神做了这件买赎的事情呢？
Was it yesterday? 10 years ago? 50 years ago?
是在昨天吗？ 还是在10年以前？ 或者更久一点， 50年以前， 神他做了这个决定呢？
No, it was before the world began as we know it. It was before creation.
是的， 神远在这个世界被造以前， 神就已经定义要这么做了。That's
what I really call the past.
这么长的一段时间才是我真正所讲的过去。
God blessed his own in Christ with spiritual blessings before any of these earthly blessings.
在基督里面，上帝呢，早就把各样属灵的福气来赐给我们。
Now again, those earthly blessings, can be about a peaceful day or good fortune at school or at a job.
这些在地的属世界的这个福气呢可能是一个很平安的一天，或者是觉得非常激励人心的一天，不管是在工作或是在学校里头。
Paul was talking here, though, about spiritual blessings like forgiveness, salvation, eternal life.
然而，保罗在这里所讲的属天的福气呢，是讲到说赦免、像救赎，或还有就是永生。
So God has many ways to bless us, but God's greatest blessings are His spiritual blessings.
神可以用各样的福气赐给我们，但是神最大的福气。最大的福气呢，是赐给我们这些属灵的福气。
You know, it's interesting to think of time. Did you ever think about when was the first thought of you?
当我们谈到时间这个词呢，是很有意思的一个词。在座的各位呢，是不是曾经想到过，当你想到自己的时候，你最先想到的是什么事情呢？
Was it the first moment your parents saw you as a newborn baby?
你是不是曾想过，当你父母第一眼见到你出生的那个时候的情况？
In Psalm 139, 13 through 16, David says, For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them.
在诗篇第139篇第13到16节大卫这么写道：我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹里，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐瞒，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
So after Paul writes about being chosen, he also includes that we were chosen for a purpose.
在保罗写到我们是在很早以前就被拣选之后呢，那保罗也同时讲到说，这个拣选是有一个目的的。
The purpose was to be holy and blameless in His sight.
这个目的就是要我们成为圣洁，在神的眼中成为毫无瑕疵的。
But how is that possible? Didn't He know we were going to be terrible sinners?
那怎么可能呢？难道圣洁的神他不晓得我们是将成为多么糟糕的罪人吗？
Of course He did.But still, He predestined us to be adopted as sons and daughters.
当然神知道这一切，然而神却仍然命定我们将成为他的儿子跟女儿。
And what was the final outcome of this amazing grace? Well, verse 12 says, In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for...The praise of His glory.
当然在神的这个奇异恩典最后的结果会是怎么样呢？就是在十二节这边讲到说呢，实际上这一切都是要来显示要我们来彰显他的荣耀的。
not in the script, but you'll have to bear with me. I'm trying these new glasses that are bifocals, and I'm having a hard time.
我今天呢，我戴了这个bifocal，有双焦距的这个眼睛呢，所以我也在调试它，所以会有点误差的。
I hope we can truly understand His love and grace is His greatest glory.
我希望你们能够完全的明白神他的奇异的爱和恩典呢，就是他最伟大的这个最值得被称颂的荣耀了。It's
really not His awesome creation power. It's the simple gospel that we were chosen to show His glory.
并不是他最大的荣耀呢，并不是在于他这伟大的这个创造能力。那福音呢，简单的来说呢，就是我们被拣选是来彰显他的荣耀的。
I'm not going to go through the entire issue of being chosen and predestined at this time.
今天呢，我不想和大家一起来详细的来讲述什么叫做被拣选。
The Bible talks about God taking the initiative to choose us and us responding freely to God.
在圣经里头呢，上帝是主动的来拣选我们，而且也愿意看到我们因着我们的自由选择呢。
So God knows in advance, but it seems that we're still held accountable for choosing or rejecting Him.
神虽然已知道我们将如何，但是我们仍然要对我们将做的选择，不管是拒绝神或者是这个接受神，我们仍然是要负完全的责任的。
Now verses 7 through 12 tell us that we were purchased for redemption by the blood of Jesus in this present age.
在第七到第十二节，这里清楚地告诉我们，在现代这个时代呢，我们是靠着这个主耶稣基督他的宝血来买赎我们的。This
purchase was completed when we first believed in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins.
这买赎呢？ 就在我们相信耶稣基督他赦免了我们的罪的那一时刻开始呢，就完成了。But
let's talk a little bit about this idea or this meaning of redemption.
现在接下来让我们来稍微的详述一下这个买赎它的真正的意义。I've
had several people ask me what it means to be redeemed.
被买赎是什么意思呢？ 有好些的朋友这么问起我。
A few people in China asked me that question, and I suppose it's different in different cultures to explain.
有一些我在中国的时候呢，有一些朋友这么问我，那我的回答呢，会因着不同的人、不同的这个文化背景呢，而会稍稍的有点不同。
There's one easy example for me that goes back quite a few years.
我想起一个几年前的一个例子。
When I was young, and Pat, we would shop at food stores that gave green stamps with every purchase.
当我还是孩童的时候呢，我经常会到一个店里头，这个食品店呢，买食物。 因为那个食品店呢，会给我每次买都会给我一个绿色的一个戳章了。That
was their reward program back then.
这个是一个回馈顾客的一种商业的这个手法。There
were books available to collect your stamps in.
我有一本小册子呢，上面可以收集这些盖的这个印章的。
There's also a prize book that showed what items you could trade your stamps for.
同时我他们也会给我一本另外一本小册子呢，上面写记上面写满了当我收集到了某些点数的时候，我可以换取什么样的奖品。
Actually, it was called redeeming your stamps, and you visited the redemption center to do that.
事实上呢，这个就是一本我可以来换取这个奖品的一个点数的一个本子，但是呢，我必须要拿到一个这个兑换中心才能够得到奖品的。
So some people started looking at this prize book to see what they wanted to choose, what they wanted to have.
那有些人呢，在买东西之前呢，他会先看看他先看看哪些奖品兑换的奖品是他们需要的。
Then they started making purchases to get the stamps, which acted like a seal of approval.
然后呢，他们才开始来为了要得到那个点数，来开始来计划去买去做他们的采购，就好像呢，他们事前是知道那个点数，就好像事前得到他们现在所要做的就是一个得到一个一个被认可的一个印记吧。
Then at a future time, they would take their stamps to the redemption center and they would claim their prize.
等到他们集到了相当的够的点数之后呢，他们就会到这个兑换中心去兑换他们也所要的奖品。
So this is similar to the process that Paul's talking about in these verses.
这样的一个过程呢，就很像保罗在这里所讲的这回事情。
But instead of a prize being a toaster or cooking pans, he's talking about eternal life with God.
当然在保罗在这里讲的不是兑换一个面包机或者一个这个炒菜的锅子。保罗在这里所讲的是呢我们从神那里得着这个永恒的生命这回事。
So what he's talking about in these verses 7 through 12 is really the purchase of our redemption.
所以保罗在第七到十二节这边所讲的呢，真正是主耶稣呢为了我们来付上了这个买赎的代价了。
But how was that transaction done? How was the purchase done?
但是这样的买赎是怎么样的？是经由怎么样的这个程序来完成的呢？
Well, let's look at 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
这个买赎的过程就像在彼得前书第一章十八到十九节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Another simple short definition of redeem means to purchase and set free by paying a price.
当我用另外一个比较简单的定义来给这个买赎做一个定义，也就是有人付上了这个代价来买断某一样东西的。
In the book of Exodus, the Hebrews were set free from slavery in Egypt by their Redeemer.
在这个出埃及记里头，讲述到希伯来人呢。是被他的救赎主来向这个埃及把这个奴隶来买赎的。
In God's last plague on Egypt, he used the blood of a lamb over the doors to cause the death angel to pass over them when all the firstborn of Egypt were killed.
在神 给埃及的最后一个灾难里头呢，他借着涂抹在门框上面这个羔羊的宝血呢，让这个面命的天使呢越过这一家，而到别的埃及人家里面呢，把头生的儿子呢来除灭。
After that, the Egyptian king finally let God's people go free. They were redeemed.
经过这么一个灾难之后呢，埃及王终于让神的子民能够自由的离去，这就是买赎的意思。
Now our slavery is to sin until we're set free by the blood of the Lamb of God that died on a cross.
我们是罪的奴隶，要一直到神羔羊的宝血呢，神羔羊的血呢，因为钉死在十字架上所流的宝血呢，我们才得以被救赎。
Then our spiritual death is passed over since the blood of Jesus purchased our redemption.
然后我们的灵才得以不死，因为主耶稣他的宝血已经遮盖了我们，他为我们付上了赎价的代工价。
So all we have to do to be redeemed from our sins is to trust God to do it all.
当我们愿意从最终被买赎存活呢，我们唯一需要做的也就是承认上帝呢，他已经为我们付上了 赎罪的价。
You see, God is glorified by those who believe Him and is utterly committed to those who trust in Him.
信徒们呢，荣耀上帝，那也因着荣耀上帝，最终上帝的应许也因此能够成就在所有信他的人身上。
Now this is important. When we trust in God for redemption, He gives us His Holy Spirit to make us secure forever.
当我们相信上帝的救赎呢，他所赐下的圣灵就会可以成为我们永远的守护者。
Then our eyes are completely open to see His grace and His mercy.
然后我们的眼睛才能完全的被打开，看到神美妙的这个恩典和他的这个怜悯的。
Now while the world says, show me and I will believe, God says, believe and I will show you.
这世界常常告诉我们，我们先要眼睛看到这个祝福呢，我才愿意来相信。然而呢，上帝却说要先相信上帝，上帝的祝福才会临到我们的。
So we've been chosen, we've been purchased for redemption. Verses 13 and 14 see that someday in the future, either when our temporary bodies stop breathing, or when Jesus returns, we will be fully redeemed as God's eternal possession.
前面我们讲到我们被拣选，然后又讲到我们被买赎。在13节到14节这边呢，我们看到在不久的未来呢，或者当这个我们短暂的这个暂时的这些躯壳不再呼吸以及死去的时候呢，或者说等到主耶稣他的第二次再来的时候呢，我们将会这整个过程将会把买赎的这个过程呢来完成，那样子呢我们就可以永远的与神同在了。
God has already purchased His right of redemption, and when Jesus comes back, He will be claiming those that are written in the book of life and belong to Him. How great is that?
神已经为我们付上了买赎的代价，我们只等待着耶稣的再来呢。到那个时候，一切写在生命册上的人呢，都将永远的来归属于耶稣基督。
And as verse 13 says, that having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
我们在第十三节这边看到呢，当我们属于这个愿意接受神的时候呢，那我们都会接受这个圣灵的这个印记的。
So in the meantime, Jesus made sure we have the Holy Spirit for many good reasons.
当然，我们在这里，我们必须要神给我们这个圣灵呢，它是有很多很美好的这个意义的。
The Holy Spirit convicts us. He warms us to God's presence. He guides us. He protects us.
Eighty-one. 圣灵呢？他圣灵的印记呢？他给我们，他让我们知罪呢，同时他也警戒我们上帝的存在，和他也时时的领我们走义路，他保护我们。
And again, in verse 13, we see he seals us.
这就是在第十三节这边讲到这里我们受圣灵的这个印记这一回事。
This key reason is to assure us of our relationship with God.
这主要的意义呢，是再一次的来保证我们跟神有，我们是属于神的。
And again, it's not about what we've done, but purely because what He has done in our life.
这一切实在不关乎我们曾经做过怎么样的事情，完全都是因为神他为我们付上了他的赎价的。
So,if the enemy causes us to doubt our salvation, it's like doubting that Jesus has done this for us.
所以呢，如果我们让敌人成功，让我们感到怀疑的时候呢，起疑心的时候呢，那事实上我们也就是说怀疑我们，也就是说我们怀疑主耶稣他为我们所做的这一切。
But what we're reminded of in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
就像在腓立比书第一章第六节这么讲到，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So, to help us feel secure,in God's love and power, the words sealed and guaranteed are used.
为了帮助我们感受在上帝的爱和我们在这个上帝的全能里面呢，保罗用了圣灵的印记和得基业的凭据这两个来帮助我们。
To be sealed indicates safety and security in God in His love and power.
被圣灵的印记所覆盖呢，那表示意味着我们在神的爱和他的大能里面呢，我们有了平安和这个安全。
So sealing can lock in our faith, and a protecting seal can keep out destructive forces.
受圣灵的这个印记呢，代表着我们信仰的这个坚定。也保护我们免受这个魔鬼的搅扰。
But any way you look at it, God's word shows His great desire is for those that believe in Him to feel secure in His love.
神的话语呢，展现了神的意愿，他愿意我们每个相信他的人呢，在他的爱里面呢，都能够得到平安。
After all, He's chosen them before the foundation of the world.
这就是他在这个世界被奠基以前呢，他就已经拣选我们的心意。
He has revealed what the destiny of His children will be.
他也已经启示我们在这个世界将来的结局会是怎么样。
So the Lord says, I've chosen you, I've predestined you, I've redeemed you, And I've sealed you by my spirit.
神说，我已经拣选了你们，预定了你们的救赎，而且要使你们受这个圣我的圣灵的印记。
Now, of course, these spiritual blessings are exciting for God's people, but that's not the key purpose.
当然，神赐予所有相信他的人这些属灵的福气，然而这不是他最主要的目的的。
Everything God does, He does to cause His people's praise for Him, for His glorious goodness.
神所做的每一件事情呢，都是愿意他的子民呢，为了他的圣洁美好来赞美这位创造宇宙的主。
So again, in closing, He shows us, God forgives us, God seals us, we're redeemed and His forever.
最后呢，我用几句话来做这个结语。结语，神呢拣选了我们，神赦免了我们，神同时也用圣灵的印记来完成他救赎的计划，让我们可以一直永远和他在一起。
So again, the Holy Spirit is a deposit, a guarantee of the riches to come.
所以呢，圣灵就好像押金一样，他保证将来我们会得到的这个财富。
I feel like that we should ask God every day to remind us that we are His, even through difficult times.
所以不论在纵使我们是在最困难的境况的时候呢，我们也应该每一时每一刻呢来向神祈祷，求神来帮助我们来记得他的救赎。
I think one of the songs the praise team selected indicated that too.
我想我们今天唱的其中一首歌也指出了这么一件美好的事情。
Even so, a question may be for some here today, have you accepted His redeeming love?
那接下来的给大家的问题就是，是不是每一个在座的人都接受了这个上帝的这个救赎之爱呢？
Have you trusted in His redemptive work on the cross to save you for eternity of separation from God?
你是不是已经接受了主耶稣在十字架上的救赎呢？是十字架上的救赎是为了不让我们永远的与神来分离呢？
If you have already trusted your eternal life to Christ, be assured your total redemption is secure in heavenly places.
如果你已经选择相信主耶稣他的永远的这个所赐予的这个生命的时候呢，那我们就要确信我们将来在天上我们也能够永远的与我们的这个主同在的。
But if you haven't done that yet, know that I believe you're here among brothers and sisters of God's family, not by accident.
纵使你还没有把永生你交托在这个主耶稣基督身上呢，那今天你在这里众基督徒当中呢，也不会是偶然的一个事件的，你还是有机会的。
What I have seen in my life, and you can see also, is that God chose me and then drew me to Himself for His possession. I didn't do anything but believe and say thank you, Lord.
在我的生命当中，我已经看到，或许你们也已经看到，上帝拣选了我，引导我，使我完全属他的这个过程里面呢，不是因为我做了什么了不得的事情，而是我仅仅相信了他，存感恩的心来感谢他。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头做祷告。
Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for being able to go through that together. But I thank you even more for your Holy Spirit that really confirms the truth of your word and the truth of you in our lives. Just pray that each day as we look at the day ahead of us, we realize that we have this great, great blessing of spending eternity with you. It hasn't come about fully yet, but we know that it will because of your promises, because of the security that you give us in the Holy Spirit. And I just pray each person here will feel that assurance, and I pray for anybody that hasn't yet received that redemption that they will accept that from you as a free gift of eternal life. And we give you thanks for your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.